Kentucky Collectibles debuted on KET in 2012, so we are going into our sixth season. We are so excited about being in Paducah finally. We started out, did the first couple of seasons in Lexington, then we moved on to Louisville for two seasons. Then we were in Northern Kentucky, and we have now made it to West Kentucky in Paducah for the first time. So we are thrilled to be able to come to Paducah and see what treasures people bring in.
Have you been the producer on the program since the beginning?
I have. In 2012, our CEO, Shay Hopkins, came to me and said, obviously Antiques Roadshow has been a PBS favorite for years, and it was time to kind of take a Kentucky spin to it and see what local treasures we have in Kentucky. Obviously, we try to stress that what people bring into our appraisal fairs do not have to be Kentucky items. They can be just items that people have passed down to them through their families, things that they've collected on treasure hunts throughout the nation or on trips overseas. But we just wanted a show that featured people from Kentucky and surrounding states.
Was there any concern that maybe with that restriction it would limit how long the program could run? Did you think it had legs like it obviously does?
I don't think we knew what to expect. You know, I remember when we first started the series in 2012, I thought, okay, let's just have one item. Let's have an item that comes in that's worth, you know, $500. That would be awesome. And that year, we had someone bring in a painting that was worth $80,000, and I was just stunned. So, and every year, we're just shocked with the items that people bring in, and it doesn't have to be items that are just high value, just with the fascinating stories of how they came across it. You know, last year there was an item that a man found at a yard sale. It was a painting of a NASA a painting that a man found at a yard sale that he bought for 10 cents. Ended up being worth $1,000. So just those type of stories that you just every year that I'm shocked by those stories. So the items with a high value, yes, they're great, but we just love to hear the stories that are behind the items that are as well.
This will probably be hard for you because you've had so many episodes, but I wonder, is there a particular item or a story connected to the item or just a person who appeared on the program that really sticks in your mind as a standout?
Well, actually, there is, and the funny thing about it is it's someone actually from Paducah, and so I don't necessarily want to say the name on air, but there was a woman that came on the air, and she a few years ago, and she's from Paducah, but she showed us a beautiful jewelry that she had received from her aunt when she was 16 years old. They had went on a special trip to Italy, and she had no idea that this jewelry was worth. I mean, it's an episode that you'll see on Kentucky Collectibles from the second season. It's Nardi jewelry that was worth up to $30,000. And just her reaction was just priceless. I mean, she was obviously tearful and in shock, but just that connection to your family member and that she had given her such a treasured gift, that was something that will stand out to me. Another one of my favorite stories was a man that was given some pottery from a neighbor. This was the first season. It's from Newcomb College, a college in Louisiana. It was an all-girls school. And he was given a piece of pottery that he had no idea what was worth. It ended up being worth $10,000. And that kind of actually, I had never even thought about antiques in my own life up to that point. And it just fascinated me. And I've been researching that pottery collection since then. So this show can really make you interested in history and learning more about antiques and how to care for them. And those are the two stories that stand out the most in my head.
It's obviously a show about collectibles, but if you bore down really to the heart of Kentucky Collectibles, is it more about the items or is it more about the story that's connected to how those items came to be on the program?
It's more about the stories, because every time you will find that everyone always is excited to find out the value, but every time they will say, well, I'm never going to sell it. I'm never going to sell it. I've never heard someone say, even if they find out their item is worth thousands of dollars, they never want to part with their item because of that connection to it, what it has meant to their family or what it has meant to them just owning it for all those years or what it looked like in their home or just the story behind it. So it is the stories that is so fascinating and touching and what to me – has resonated with our audience through this year and through all these years, and what makes it so special.
Now, you don't have to live in Kentucky to bring your item to be appraised for the program, correct?
Right, and that's why I'm so excited to be in Paducah, too. Actually, we had a meeting here at KET with our Friends Board members on Friday, and one of our members, she actually was in Union City, Tennessee on Monday last week at her yoga class and was talking about make sure you come over to Paducah and bring your item. So we encourage those of you who are listening, who are in surrounding communities outside of Paducah, to take the weekend and come over and visit us. It's a great time. Not only do you find out what your items are worth, but it's a great time to see a television production, a large television production, what all goes behind it. Dave Shuffit will be there. He's a longtime Kentucky educational television favorite. So it's a great day to see what goes behind the scenes, if you will.
And let's talk about the event coming up in Paducah Friday and Saturday.
Sure.
Tell the listeners how to go about making their appearance on the program.
So Friday, June 23rd, that's when we get kicked off at the Paducah McCracken County Convention and Expo Center. Friday afternoon, that is a little bit more of it's when we get things kicked off. That is for a $60 donation to KET. You'll get two items appraised. We have our expert appraisers will be there from 1 to 4 o'clock. From 4 to 5, we'll have a reception that will also give you membership to KET, which you'll receive a Visions magazine and the KET passport. Now, on Saturday, that is our appraisal fair that runs all day long from 9 to 3, and that is for just $25 to get in, and you can get two items appraised. Or if you just want to stop by and just take it all in, you can get a ticket in for just $25 as well. To get those tickets, you can go online to ket.org/collectibles, or you can call 1-800-866-0366. Friday, it's just Friday afternoon from 1 to 4, or Saturday, 9 to 3.
Well, Erin, is there anything we haven't talked about that you'd like to discuss today?
I just want to just encourage everyone to really consider just digging through your attic or your basement, and you just really we'll never know what you have and what you can find out. We have great appraisers that are coming. I do want to mention some of the people that will be coming. We have Garth Antiques and Auctioneers who will be there. We have Bryson Estates, Scott Nussbaum out of Louisville. So we have regional appraisers. We also have Selkirk Auctioneers out of St. Louis. So some of the top names in antiques and collectibles throughout the region. And just anything that you can think of, I know that we'll be able to handle it. Vintage instruments, furniture, state jewelry, firearms. We'll have a security check at the front door, but anybody that has a Civil War memorabilia, those type of things, our appraisers have been with us since the very beginning. So I'm certain that anything that you can bring in, that they'll be able to handle it and give you a wealth of information about it.